At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good day show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard as we react to a heck of a win last night. That game, that took us back. That was fun to watch last night. That was old school defensive football. And how about that Eagles front seven? They brought it, led by Jalen Phillips. And the playmakers, they made enough late. Eagles get to 7-2, currently the number one seed in the NFC. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the game, the play of the stars, including the new star, Jalen Phillips, and the decision at the end to go for the fourth down instead of punting. We'll get back to it all. Jason Avant joins us at 12 at 12:30. Ross Tucker, it's Football Guy Hour, and we're happy to have Hugh Douglas back as a true football guy today. And joining us right now, Football Guy, on the call last night, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Morning. It's a great morning. What a game.
Yes,
I'm still blowing out.
Yeah, Merrill, it was a great. It really was. It brought me back, Merrill. It's very rare you get a 0-0 game at the half. It's rare you get a game that low scoring, and it's rare that it's also entertaining. That, Merrill, I didn't think that was so much it was bad offense the way sometimes those games are when it's low scoring. I thought it was just excellent defense led by the Eagles front seven last night, Merrill.
You're absolutely right. It was a terrific football game. It was a great game. It was played at Football Shrine, Lombardi Stadium. It was a great game, and the Eagles had the guts and the desire. They just willed their way to win that game. It was a terrific game, and it was a lot of fun to broadcast with Mike Quick.
Merrill, what was your takeaway watching Jalen Phillips' first game as an Eagle?
Amazing. I mean, sometimes a guy eases his way into his activity with a new team and his role. He just took charge. I mean, he was an impact player from the time he stepped on the field.
Yes, he was.
He was. He was all over the place. Pressures, a lot of snaps out there. He did a heck of a job. And Merrill, it was one of those games where you felt like one or two big plays was going to win it because it just was so low scoring. And Merrill, the drive where the Eagles got their touchdown, it was two of their stars. First, it was Saquon Barkley, who, you know, was tough sledding, but he made that catch and then that spin move for the big gain. And then Devontae Smith, you know, for a guy of his size, he really has a knack for jumping as high as he can and out-jumping those DBs. That was a heck of a catch for the touchdown.
It was, and also a great pass by Jalen Hurts. Those two are on just such a wavelength that they can read each other's minds and they just coordinate everything between them. That was just a gorgeous pass and a great catch.
It was. And Merrill, last night was the first time we got to see the team post by. And I was impressed with the plan that Vic Fangio had. You know, the defense, decent in the first half of the season, not as great as it was last year. But this night against a Packers offense, Merrill, that has a good quarterback and has a good play caller, that they really shut them down. It wasn't just Phillips. It was everyone. Oh, Jomo and Carter. It was just a great effort by the defense.
Well, up front in the secondary. Yeah. I mean, there were so many great plays made by Quinyon Mitchell. And really, there were so many good plays made by Adoree Jackson, who's been criticized so much during the season. But he made some big-time plays.
Mayor, how about the play of N'Kobe Dean? I wasn't sure when he came back, number one, what kind of season he'd have, because that was a pretty major injury he had in the postseason, and two, how much he would play, because Jahad Campbell was playing well as a rookie. But, Merrill, N'Kobe has played, and to me, he's been very impactful. I mean, he had the strip sack last night. He had a big tackle in the open field. I've loved the way he's played, and their run defense has been much better since he got back.
You know, the interesting thing, Joe, is that when he was drafted, he was picked in the third round, and a lot of people projected him to be at least in the middle of the first round. I mean, the Eagles stole him in the third round out of the University of Georgia, and he's a great football player. He is really exceptional.
He is, and he's made a difference on this defense since he came back. Merrill, what was your thought as the Eagles were lining up to go for the fourth down play with 33 seconds left in the game on the 35-yard line? I was very surprised. I disagreed with it. I thought the punt there, even if it was a touchback, considering the Packers had no timeouts, was the play. Were you surprised? How surprised were you that they were going for it and then they actually did throw it deep?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't think a field goal was in order with the wind and the cold, but I thought that the punt was the way to go. And look, Nick Sirianni was aggressive. He tried to do something and it just didn't work. But they hung on, and I'll tell you something else. At the end of the game, when Brandon, when he started to line up that field goal, McManus, and they lined it up, and it was going to be a 64-yard field goal, I thought that had zero, not 0.1, but zero chance of being anywhere close, because it was cold, the temperature was in the 20s, the wind was blowing. There was no way. They would have been better off throwing a Hail Mary. But that was impossible. It missed by about 30 yards.
Yeah, and when you throw in the fact that he's been banged up, that kicker, and like you said, the weather, I mean, it would have been the longest field goal in the history of Lambeau Field on those conditions and that night.
Yeah, it was a tough spot.
Yeah, it just wasn't going to happen. Merrill, let's look ahead to Sunday because the tough tests do not stop. The Eagles take down the Packers. They're 7-2. They are now tied for the number one seed in the NFC. But here come the Detroit Lions. Merrill, what's your first thought on this game Sunday? Because we had a physical game last night. I am imagine we're getting another very physical game this Sunday.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know, in looking at the season and going into this game after the bye, I thought to myself, if the Eagles take one of the next two games, either Green Bay or Detroit, they're in pretty good shape because they're going to be at least 7-3. But now that they've taken care of the Packers, you kind of get greedy. And I think they're a better team than the Lions. The Lions are getting some good play from Jared Goff. But I just think the Eagles are better. And I think the fans at the Link are just going to be really, really enthusiastic. You're going to hear the roaring of the crowd. It's going to be a great night.
It is going to be a fun night. Sunday Night Football at the Link this weekend. Merrill, enjoy the rest of your day, your week, and we'll catch up during the pregame on Sunday.
I'll tell you, I will enjoy the rest of the day. And, you know, I think when people criticize this team and they say, well, they're not creative enough or they're not doing this or they should have done that, just relax and smell the roses. This team is 7-2. They're winning football games, and they're really making and putting together a terrific season.
They are, and they have a real chance to get back to the Super Bowl again. Merrill, thank you for hopping on. We'll talk Sunday. Enjoy the day, Merrill.
Thanks a lot, Merrill.
Okay, Joe.
There he goes.
Thank you.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Surprised like the rest of us when the Eagles went for that fourth down.
Surprise.
Whoever's decision it was, Hurts, Brown, 1, 11, Sirianni, whatever.
Well, it was Sirianni's decision to put them out there.
He absolutely was. He's responsible. I mean, that's the bottom line. What's so funny over there?
I'm just laughing. I mean, they won, and we being messy.
Well, I mean, we can't, again, Odyssey did not pay for an elephant for us not to address elephants in the room. Are you right?
That elephant was not cheap. I thought we were going to let him live.
Let him live?
Yeah.
Handed them a field goal attempt.
No, see, this is where you can tell Hugh actually thinks he's in the Midwest.
Let him live?
Excuse me?
You know where you are?
What was that show where when something happens and they stop and they start playing the music? Like, what would you do? Like, that's what that was.
A little record scratch.
what would you do? Punt!
Because I was like, everybody was like, What is that? What is that?
I don't know what the hell
that
was.
Yeah, that was different.
It was wild. All right, let's get back.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I wish they could have paused as the Eagles took the field with the offense. Like,
boy,
Nick,
that was crazy.
Are you sure about this one, buddy?
What are we doing?
I'm not sure.
What are we doing?
It was wild. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Jason Avant will join us coming up at 12. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Your reaction all day. The Eagles are 7-2 atop the NFC. That defensive performance last night was incredible. Mike in Center City. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, all that you say is true. Defense was great. Mm-hmm. But I think this game proved to me beyond doubt that Jalen is a top five quarterback. He outplayed Mr. Love.
You heard him.
Well, he did outplay Jordan Love.
That was such a high bar to clear.
Yeah. Speak on it.
Everybody's all impressed by, you know, you hear a lot of good things. He's considered a top quarterback, right?
I don't think Love is anywhere close to top five, but whatever, it's okay.
But at the same, I think when both defenses were great, mm-hmm. and when it really came down to making a play, I thought Jalen Hurts made the play, and to me that puts him as a top quarterback.
I think Jalen's had some good games this year. Last night was not one of them, from my opinion. What plays did he make last night? You mean like the Devontae touchdown?
Well, there was that. He made some other great throws to Devontae. I know he had a fumble, but that was a great play.
It was a fumble. It was a turnover in the red zone, Mike. I mean, what are we talking about?
Great play.
These things are going to happen, but I mean, did he have a better game than Josh Allen?
Sure, Josh Allen had a bad game.
Yeah.
I just, like, of all the games last night to be the night to praise Hurts, like, they won because their defense last night, right? I mean, isn't that why they won last night?
Well, it was close.
Scored 10 points.
The sarcasm is not nice. Y'all not being nice.
Do you think they won because Hurts last night?
No, I'm serious. No. The Packers played a great
defense. Yes, they did. They played.
The Packers defense is legit, Mike. Yes, I agree. Yes. And Parsons, Parsons is obviously a difference maker.
Michael
Parsons, as they call him. Yep.
So I don't know. I walked away with this being very impressed with just his control during the game.
Resilience.
Resilience.
There, I helped him out.
This is the game.
Yeah.
Should have let him drown.
Yeah, Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Like, I don't want to rip Hurts because I don't think he played bad last night, but it just wasn't one of his better games.
I don't know how that's your takeaway.
I don't know how he won the game last night.
No, he didn't.
That's not the thought that I had, but he did what he had to do to win.
There we go. Now we're back. We're back.
Well, I guess because that was the storyline. That's the storyline last night.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Because we were watching it, and I was talking to you about it. He was like, well, he does see some similarities to himself. Troy Aikman.
Oh, yeah.
See some similarities. like the stat line is not, neither one of the quarterbacks like lit it up last
It was
night.
A defensive game.
It was definitely a defensive game. It was old school football.
I will give Hurts credit for this. There's been many games like this over the years where it is ugly and then he makes a throw or two and that ends up the difference in the game. Like
yes.
The touchdown.
And that's what last night was.
The touchdown of Devontae is the difference in the game.
Like, yeah.
Now,
underthrown.
I agree, but I thought he
Devontae made that play.
He did, but I will give Hurts credit for this. I thought his decision making created it. Like
he pulled the trigger faster.
He pumped, and mm-hmm. I think it brought the safety up. I forget who the guy in the middle of the field was. It was either AJ or Goddard. One of them was in the middle, right? And then he pumped. The safety came up, and it basically opened the hole for Devontae to go over the top. Now, was the throw slightly underthrown? Sure, but like if he doesn't pump, I don't think the play's there to be made.
How many 10-7 games are we coming away saying the quarterback won the game?
Well, he didn't win the game.
Of course he didn't.
The defense won
the game.
Yeah.
And all right, that's good.
Let's not forget Saquon. I mean, that spin move,
dude,
that set up the touchdown.
He did that guy dirty.
Oh, my God. The guy, like, his ankles are just totally broken. That was an awesome move. On a night where Saquon, it was tough sledding again, Hugh. It really was.
Yes, it was.
The thing about the Eagles is they have incredible mental toughness. They also have so many great players that if the game stays close, someone's going to make a play, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what it was. Somebody, I could almost guarantee you that guys are in the huddle talking about, hey, somebody got to make a play.
Yep.
Somebody has to make a play. Because that's kind of what you're talking about when you talk about, you know, the way that they were playing last night. Neither one of those defenses were relenting last night. They were not giving up.
No.
So it was one of those things where somebody's like, hey, you're sitting in the hub like, hey, man, somebody got to make a play.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do something.
And look, this may be an oversimplification of a very complicated game sometimes. The Eagles have more good players than most teams, right? Like, they have more guys that someone eventually will make a play. And last night, Saquon made a play, and then Devontae made a play. And again, I give Jalen Hurts credit for the pump fake, which led to, you know, Devontae getting wide open or at least getting a step with no safety in the back end there. It was huge. And I just... We're all aligned on this. That was super fun to watch defense like that. That brought me back, and it even got Hugh Douglas to admire defense again.
Yeah, that was a night. That was a beautiful thing, man.
Doesn't it feel good to come back home?
I never left.
Well, that's not true.
No, I'm saying
my defense.
No, I never denounced
you
defense.
You did.
I just looked at it. Like, see, the defensive players don't get paid like they used to, mm-hmm. and they don't play the same way that they used to. That's a fact. Like, all the glory goes to the offensive side of the ball. All the money, for the most part, is on the offensive side of the ball. So that's where I was kind of coming from when I made that
statement.
But
doesn't it feel good to come on home?
Well, I never left.
Well, you did.
I never left. That was just, you know, that's just the way.
No,
that's the way y'all interpret
it. You were in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, dude. You left.
I was in the Pacific Ocean.
You were in an ocean.
I was in the Pacific Ocean.
One of the Pacific Oceans.
In outer space.
One of your former teammates, a defender, he was, you know, you could hear it in Ike's voice. He knew that you lost you.
No, but see, Ike, that's because Ike didn't understand.
No,
I think he understood, was just thoroughly disappointed.
I just tried to explain it to him, and he wasn't trying.
Well,
to
hear.
He wasn't trying to hear what I was saying.
This is two straight years that the best part of the team in the biggest games is the defense.
I mean,
eventually,
the
light comes to
that everyone. Was a hell of a game last night. And I know people look at it different. Everybody's going to look at it differently. You know, and not saying that Jalen played great. That's not what I'm saying.
He did not play great.
He did not, but
he missed throws. He missed the one to Calcaterra over the middle.
Yeah, we can get it out of the way.
I think we have to be grown-ups enough to say, like a few weeks ago when he played against Minnesota and I thought it was the best throwing game of his career.
Yeah.
We can say that, and then we can say last night he didn't play very well, but they won.
Him and Sirianni's worst regular season offensive performance ever.
I don't know about that. Because
it was.
I feel
statistically.
Like. Statistically. Okay, statistically. I'll give you that. But I feel like there was some good that came out of that game last night. Jalen got the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, early in that game. We saw some screen plays. We saw some decisive throws. Even if they didn't connect, we saw him come up and make a decision and throw the football. I think there's stuff to – like, that's how you have – I know fans don't look at it like that, but you have to look at some things to build off of.
Sure. Well, I just thought he was, like, uncharacteristically, I'll say, fairly inaccurate last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he was
inaccurate.
Some of that may have been the
cold.
And
he's usually very accurate.
I wonder if the cold played into his accuracy.
Maybe.
He was very inaccurate early. Or later, I should say.
But it could also be the fact that he was doing something that he doesn't do. He was making decisions quick. Like, those were some quick decisions. Like, when you talk about what Jalen's been the last couple weeks and what we saw last night, he was trying to get the ball out of his hands quick because he knew that pass rush was going to be on top.
I also think he deserves credit for taking zero sacks last night. On a night there was a lot of pressure on him. His legs, he ran for 27 yards. A lot of that was on the run he fumbled, but I just thought his legs avoided sacks.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, Parsons was chasing him all night. Yeah. He got away most of the
time. But he missed, like, man, the one to Calcaterra that was probably should have been a touchdown.
It was bad.
He sailed that.
It was wide open.
He, like I said, he tried to throw three interceptions on the same drive when he threw the ball behind Dallas Goedert multiple times.
Well, the one across his body was wild.
Like, like I said, uncharacteristically, to be fair to him, but he was inaccurate.
Yeah, it was... What are we going to call it? A C game? You know, I don't. It was an F. I wouldn't give it an F.
No.
He only turned the ball over once.
Yep.
He didn't take a sack, so those are good things.
He didn't throw up all over himself.
No. But he has a higher standard than that.
Sure.
Again, they won the game last night because of their defense, and two of their stars made the plays that none of the Packers could make. I mean, the Packers didn't make any star plays. It was just basically 3 yards in a cloud of the dust with Jacobs the whole night. That's how they got their touchdown. Anthony's at Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Victory
Tuesday.
Happy Victory Tuesday, Anthony. What a night, yeah, Anthony. Man. What are you feeling?
Listen. I had to jump in here, and I'm glad y'all got to me quickly. I think Jalen Hurts is the reason we won that game last night. And here's the reason I say that. I think people don't take into account enough, name me another quarterback that has had the deal with the number of offensive coordinators that Jalen Hurts has had to deal with. And then when you have a Bentley of an offense with the number of guys that we have on this offense, you hand the keys over to a guy who's never called plays in his life at this level, and we're just expecting that not to play a part at all in, you know, the issues with the offense. This guy has found a way year after year, no matter who is on the sideline with him, to say, okay, I may not win every game for us, but I'm not going to lose games for us. I'll take a guy like that because he doesn't care about the ego part that comes with being the guy. He doesn't care about being Josh Allen. He doesn't care about being Lamar Jackson. Give me ways that I can win games, and that's what I'll do. If I'm not the guy sitting at the podium at the end of the game being, you know, characterized as the hero, I'm fine with that. This guy wins games. He found a way to win a football game last night, and that's all you can ask of Jalen Hurts. So for us to try and talk about, like, oh, well, you know, this is what he did wrong. Listen, Josh Allen, who everybody loves, got his offensive coordinator fired a couple years ago because he threw an interception like 7 or 8 games in a row.
Didn't Jalen do that to Brian Johnson?
No, he didn't get Brian Johnson.
I mean, Anthony, it was the exact same thing. He threw a bunch of interceptions. It was a bunch of interceptions, and then Brian Johnson got fired.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
You know what the difference is?
That you like Jalen and not Josh Allen?
I think that's
the difference.
Anthony, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Because I hear what you're saying, and I understand, but my question to you is this. When does that stop being an excuse? Because Jalen's 6 years in. And there's examples of other quarterbacks who've been through the same thing that have thrived in this. And another question I want to ask you. Just because Jalen has had multiple coordinators, I don't think it's unfair to criticize his play from last night, even though he did win the game. Because he did make some throws that if the defenders would have been in better position, they were some dangerous throws. So my question to you is this.
Right.
When is it okay to criticize Jalen?
Here's the thing, Hugh. I'm not saying that it's not okay to criticize him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that to your first question, you said there's been other quarterbacks that have been in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of another quarterback. I've been an Eagles fan since 95. Last 1995, I became an Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been watching football, I can't point to another quarterback who has dealt with more and dealt with what Jalen Hurts has dealt with in terms of change every year, and won at the level that he did. Again,
and you're right, but he's thrived at that. I'm gonna let you cook, but he's thrived. Like, I could see if it was a hindrance to Jalen, but he's thrived in those. So you can finish. I just wanted to say that.
So Anthony, I agree with you, and I can't think of another quarterback either that had it quite like this. I do think this particular year is not a great time to use that as a reason. I mean, they kept Petullo, who is the pass game coordinator, for continuity. It's not like this is a brand new offense. This is just a different person calling the plays. They purposely tried to keep someone that has been in the building on last year's staff for continuity. And Anthony, I thought he played well the whole month of October. I just didn't think last night was a great Jalen game.
Listen, I'm not saying it was a great game, but I'm saying that's like you guys sitting in that in your building right now, and you have a guy that says, okay, you tell every day, okay, give me what the script is going to be for today. And he does that for some years. That's completely different than a guy now becoming you, where he's sitting in front of the microphone and he's, you know, talking to the fans every day. That's not the same
thing. Sure, Anthony, I agree with that. I think there's different ways to talk about the same thing. Anthony, good phone call. I don't think Jalen was bad last night. I also think he's played many better games this year. It was one of his worst ones this season. I think it's fair to say he played against the best defense they saw all year. It was super cold. All those things were fair. But what I get frustrated is the idea that he won the game.
Well, he didn't.
Night.
He didn't win the game.
Well, I also think it's...
He didn't lose it.
He didn't.
Anthony said. So, he's not the reason they won the game.
There is an
what are we doing?
There's an odd thing to pump him up for no reason. I think when he deserves to be pumped up, we pump him up. And when I hear he won the game, you may say, I'm just defending my guy, Jalen Hurts. What I hear and I get frustrated with is... The people that did win the game last night, it's like slighting them. Jalen Phillips, Jalen Carter with the knockdowns, Moro Ojomo, N'Kobe Dean, they won the football game.
They stepped up and they balled out.
They won the game.
I'm very grateful for the way that Jalen played last night in terms of not losing the game.
And he was better than Love.
That was what we needed that night. It got us to win, and like I said, I didn't need style points. I didn't go into the game saying I need the passing offense to look great. Like I didn't need any of that. It's okay. It's okay. That was what we needed from him last night. That's what we got. We don't need to pretend it was something it wasn't.
Well, that's what we do here.
Of course.
I feel like, for me personally, I felt like he did some good things. He got the ball out of his hands quicker.
Didn't take a sack.
He did not take a sack. Yep. And the offense evolved. It just, like, I think the thing that we don't want to see is the fact that that was a damn good defense. Mm. That was a damn good defensive effort by both defenses last night. And it was tough sledding. Now, I think the biggest difference is we've seen a lot of games like that Jalen has had, like that, you know, low scoring, low numbers and all that other stuff. But what I took from that game last night was the decision making that he made. Now, like, again, granted, it wasn't precise all the time, but, you know, he did a good job.
Yeah, look, if you had told me before the game against that front, against Micah, that he wouldn't take a single sack and Lane would be out of the game for like half the game, I would have said, come on, guys. So that's a big, big thing that Jalen did last night is not take any sacks. 215-592-9049. For more of your phone calls coming up on the game, everything, the good, the bad, and whatever the hell Sirianni, Hurts, and Brown were trying to do at the end, going for that fourth down. Plus, he was going to break down the D-line play last night for the first time in this show's history as an actual defensive guy. What he saw from Jalen Phillips and the guys up front. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know I love me some Philly fall. When the chill hits, it's time to stock up on those seasonal tasty cakes. I'm all about the salted caramel donuts, y'all. I like donuts. Those things are dangerous. Or maybe a pumpkin pie. When I need a little something sweet after the show. So don't wait right now. Don't wait at all. Stock up now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made, Philly love. Accept no substitutes.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.